Masechet Zevachim Perek Bet Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about a person who has intention to do part of the service of the Korban in an improper spot. Now, it's not supposed to be done or at a improper time. Mishnah says, Hashuhaitet HaZevach Lizrok Damo Bahot. If somebody slaughters a Korban with the intention to throw the blood outside of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, or even throw a little bit of the blood outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Or he slaughters the korban with the intention to burn the imurim, the parts of the meat of the animal that are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, to have those burned outside of the courtyard, or he slaughters it to have even part of the imurim burned outside of the courtyard, or he slaughters it intending to eat some of the meat outside of the allowed permitted area, or even a small kazayit part of the meat outside of the permitted area, or he wants to eat a kazayit of the animal hide of the sheep, the fat tail of the sheep or lamb outside of the permitted area. In all of these cases, pasul, the korban is invalid, and the meat is not allowed to be eaten, even in the proper place. Ve'en bo karet, but there's no penalty of karet for eating the meat in this type of way. The intention to throw or burn or eat the meat outside of the permitted area invalidates the korban, and you're not allowed to eat the meat. But the penalty of karet would not apply in this type of situation, as opposed to what we're about to say, which is the intention about time. That's where karet starts to play in, and that's where we have something called pigul. Lizrok damo lemahar. If he slaughters the korban with the intention to throw the blood on the mizbeach on the next day, the improper day, or miksat damo lemahar, or even to throw part of the blood on the mizbeach on the next day. Lehakdir emurav lemahar, or miksat emurav lemahar, or he slaughters it intending to burn the emurin the next day, or even to burn parts of the emurin on the next day. Le'chol besaro lemahar, or to eat the meat on the next day. Or kezayit min besaro lemahar, or even eat a kezayit of the meat on the next day. Or le'chol kezayit me'or ha'alya lemahar, or to eat a kezayit of the hide, of the skin, of the fat tail on the next day. In all of these cases, pigul, the korban, is invalid and known as pigul. The Mishnah, we're talking about korbanot here. They have to be eaten before dawn of the day after they're slaughtered. Before dawn at that time. So therefore, if they're slaughtered with the intention of eating their meat the next day, that means after dawn of the next day, these korbanot are problematic. And therefore, they're considered to be pigul, invalid. V'hayavin alav karet. And a person is liable to the penalty of karet if he does eventually eat it, if he eats it even during the right time. Once he has the improper intention about time, through his mindset and his thoughts about that korban, the meat becomes forbidden, and eating it is punishable, and in this case, by karet.